Time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review. So, Joan, we'll come back. A quiet week, I think, here in the Vatican, more or less.
Yes, exactly. More or less, for the Holy Father didn't have that many activities on his agenda this week. There's always other things happening, press conferences and documents coming out and never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. And here we are. It is so astonishing. The first weekend already of February. It's just kind of, it seems like yesterday, hours ago, was New Year's Day. And here we are in February.
With another Angelus.
Yes, exactly. The Angelus of this week, which is pretty much where we just look at the highlights. That's all we have time for on the show. And the Pope always reflects on the reading of the day before he says the Angelus prayer. And then afterwards, he may have reflections on another topic. And the Pope did mention, among other things, the late Polish Cardinal Joseph Glemp, who died and was buried, as a matter of fact, this week. And the Holy Father recalled his role in the greatness of his life, his role in the Church in Poland. And
at a particular time in history, too.
Exactly, a very, very special time. And, of course, he was around for, you know, the entire pontificate of John Paul. And a pretty amazing man and life. And Sunday, the Pope also looked at the fact that on January 27th each year, the United Nations sets aside a day in special remembrance of the Holocaust victims. And so after the Angelus, the Pope said, noted this day, and he said it's in memory of the Holocaust victims of Nazism. And he said the memory of this immense tragedy, which above all struck so harshly the Jewish people, must represent for everyone a constant warning that the horrors of the past are not repeated, and that all forms of hatred and racism be overcome, and respect and dignity of the human person promoted. So another jam-packed day. And this is a Sunday, too, in which the young Italian members of Italian Catholic Action, usually two young people stand next to the Holy Father. They release a dove. It's the Sunday dedicated to a march for peace. Oh, and this time the dove, one of the two doves released, was almost food for a pelican or a seagull, who saw this future meal flying around, and I must say,
he went at him.
Yeah, he did. He was saved. So that was a good thing. But Monday we had, this was just such a devastating event, that fire in a discotheque in Brazil, and 232, I think, was the total number, 232 victims, mostly young people, of course, in the fire. And the Holy Father, through the Cardinal Secretary of State, Cardinal Bertone, did send a telegram saying that the Pope was very shocked by the tragic death of hundreds of young people. And of course, he expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the victim, sharing in the sorrow of all those who mourn them. So images that if anybody saw them on TV or something will always remain kind of embedded in your memory. How can they not? And then on Tuesday, a couple of events, a couple of announcements, if you will, actually. It was announced that the Pope will be granting a plenary indulgence to the faithful who participate in the 21st World Day of the Sick. And, of course, that's this month of February. It's the 11th of February, Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Yes, exactly. And it's being celebrated in Altötting, Germany. I remember visiting that place when Pope Benedict went there in 2006, a charming, charming town. So the usual conditions, obviously, I'm sure most of our listeners know, I hope so. The conditions for a plenary indulgence are sacramental confession, Eucharistic communion, and prayer in keeping with the intention of the Holy Father. And then also Tuesday, another announcement. This was so fascinating. The Pope, in recalling his trip to Lebanon, he invited the entire church to remember the problems of that region and the Christian communities in the Middle East, to remember them in their prayers. And he invited his Beatitude, Beshara Rai, who's patriarch, the Maronite patriarch there, to prepare the texts for this year's Via Crucis on Good Friday at the Colosseum. And I think this is so wonderful. Under the guidance of the patriarch, the text will actually be prepared by two young Lebanese, and of course they'll follow the traditional pattern of the 14 stations. So I thought that was a very interesting announcement. We're all going to look forward to hearing that on Good Friday, which
the
will
injection
be...
of vitality.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And how they see suffering, how they look at each of the stations of the cross and relate that to their region of the world and the Christian communities in the Middle East.
That brings us to Wednesday.
Indeed, we are now at Wednesday, and the Pope, of course, in his audience, he continued his catechesis on the Creed. And we saw last week the first part that he reflected on at length was, I believe in God. Now it's this week, God the Father Almighty. And he reflected at great length in beautiful words on the figure of a father. But he said today, it's not always easy to talk about fatherhood. You've got, for example, in the West, broken families, increasing work commitments, the concerns of trying to balance a family budget, the distracting invasion of the mass media, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have relationships between parents, certainly between father and children, the father if he's away more than a mother working. You can have difficulty in creating, establishing, promoting relationships. And communication can become difficult. But the Pope really was saying that in all of this becoming difficult, he said, if we don't have adequate models of reference, we can't even, for fatherhood, we can't even imagine God as a father. So imagining that becomes problematic. But more than anything else, what the Pope really wanted to say was that in the Bible shows us how to overcome these difficulties, which the Pope had listed. And he said, God shows us what it truly means to be a father, a loving, patient, and forgiving father who is also almighty. And he said, I believe in God the Father Almighty, in his power, etc. When we say that, this is an act of faith. It's a conversion, transformation of our thoughts, our love, our whole way of life. And then the most amazing thing, as he's been doing after the audiences, you know, the Pope sends out a tweet. And this is so, his entire audience was summed up in these 140 characters of the tweet. Every human being is loved by God the Father. No one need feel forgotten, for every name is written in the Lord's loving heart. I mean, does it get any better than that? Just absolutely amazing. Now, that was Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday were relatively quiet days for the Holy Father from the sense of his public life, of speeches, meeting groups, et cetera, et cetera. But he does meet and has been meeting privately with the bishops of Italy as they come on their ad limina visit. And then there's certain days of the...
Of course, there's a private meeting, so we don't get to know.
Well, exactly. They're private. He talks to them individually. There's usually, after two or three groups come, he will give a talk dedicated to a particular topic or two. But those are not things that are made public. And then the Pope, during the week, has specific days and times set aside for certain officials of the Vatican, Curia of the Roman Curia, in the sense of the prefect, which he was one time, of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. He meets with the prefect of the bishops' congregation because maybe nominations will be coming in. And, you know, we did have this, of course, the beginning this week, the Synod of the Chaldeans. So we had Chaldean patriarchs. Oh, excuse me. It's for the election of the new patriarch of the Chaldeans. But we had bishops coming in from Canada, the U.S., of course, the greatest number of Chaldeans coming in from Iraq. And they've been meeting very, very quiet, not disturbed by anybody, at a specific location in Rome all week. And the name of the new patriarch whom they will have elected, I think he has to be, if memory serves me, 13 of the 17 bishops have to approve the name of the new patriarch. So we should know that Patriarch Deli, who is still with us, but he's 85 years old, and he did resign in December. So thus the is one of the more interesting events of the week, and yet we have not been privy. And that's good. We've not been privy to all those discussions, and the Chaldeans had a mini-retreat on Monday. Very interesting. We await the results.
Thank you very much, Joan.
You are welcome.
You were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, for her series, Joan Knows.